Hello, this is Tony Partington, inviting you to join me on Sunday, April 21st at 1 p.m. when I'll present the second and concluding part of Enzo Stuardi, The Artist and Man. I'll be highlighting this great singer with studio recordings as well as selections from his famous Carnegie Hall concert. Join me, won't you, on Sunday, April 21st at 1 p.m. for Singer Spotlight and Enzo Stuardi, The Artist and Man, here on Public Radio. Hello, this is Tony Partington, and today on Singer Spotlight, we present the second and final part of Enzo Stuardi, The Artist and Man.
Il suo nome conosco, vuoi conoscerlo tu? Ieri, la strada del cuore, dove nasce l'amore, e non muore mai più, la chiusa agli alberi, imprezzata coi rami in fiore, è un nido semplice come sogni al tuo cuore. Ieri c'è una strada nel bosco, il suo nome conosco, vuoi conoscerla tu?
Last week on Singer Spotlight, we highlighted the life and career of tenor Enzo Stuardi, and today we continue. In addition to both studio and live recordings, I'll be including excerpts from an exclusive interview with this great singer, who is now enjoying his fourth decade of an international performance career.
I sometimes wonder if the spell that I'm under can only be a melody, for I don't know one but me has won your heart. But when the music dies, we dance to a tango of love. Your heart beats with mine every twice. Your eyes give the answer I'm dreaming of. Those soft words your cruel lips will never say. I know that
that the music will end. And yet as it fell, it meant on to make me believe when your eyes just deceive, and it's only the tang of you.
One of the great highlights of Enzo Stuardi's career was his sold-out performance at Carnegie Hall. The date was October 19, 1963, and the recording of that evening's concert, made by Jubilee Records, is now a collector's item. When we talked together in Florida, I asked Enzo about that concert and the special feelings he has of it.
We talked about your Carnegie Hall concert, and to my knowledge, it's the only live recording.
Yeah,
that you've issued. Was it a highlight?
Well, the greatest highlight was, you know, I used to study there, and I did 13 Broadway shows. So to me, Carnegie Hall wasn't like the joke that everybody says. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, man, practice. You know, it was something a dream come true, and to go in front of the theater and see the billboard sign saying "sold out" 2 weeks before I opened. They had to walk me around the block before I went on stage. That's how nervous I was.
You sound pretty fired up. I mean, you come out there, it's going, man.
Unfortunately, my mother wasn't there, but my little boy was, Larry. But I'll never forget that as long as I live. I didn't know that Carnegie Hall was that big, with balconies that they say you get a nosebleed, it's so high. And that orchestra, and Robert McMullen from the Symphony Orchestra of Winnipeg, Canada, conducted for me.
Destiny calls me. my lifetime. I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle. As though I had t'amerò per la mia vita ti darò. Sembra un sogno rivedervi, accarezzarti, le tue mani tra le mani stringere ancora. Il mio mondo, tutto il mondo sei per me, a nessuno voglio bene come a te. Ogni giorno, ogni istante, dolcemente ti dirò come prima, di prima, t'amerò. Oh, the first time, it's the first time I can dwell. For the first time, all of you I always will. From the moment I saw you, I was enraptured. Every moment after that, I was in a blur. Ti darò ogni giorno, ogni istante, dolcemente ti dirò.
Enzo Stuardi is a singer who can open up his voice like he drives his race cars, flat out. But he is an artist who also knows when to pull back and let the music and lyrics alone tell the story. This ability was clearly evident in the way he approached the ballads he sang at Carnegie Hall that night. It was simply a beautiful voice and piano creating for the listeners a magical musical world.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you are a fantasy, that I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dreams come true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up.
One song which Enzo sang at Carnegie Hall that evening is a bit of a curiosity, and I must confess, a personal favorite. It's called That Wonderful Girl of Mine, and it's an adaptation of an old Yiddish folk song, Mein Shtetle Belts. I told Enzo of my fondness for this number and discovered that he, too, has a special place in his heart for it.
A boy was happy, it was easy to see. The boy was singing a gay melody. I stopped to ask him the time
of lay. He must have been dreaming, for I heard him say, her eyes are stars, her lips are like wine. There's no other girl in the world like that wonderful girl of mine. I see her smile, and everything's fine. There's no other smile like the smile of that wonderful girl of mine. The way she walks, there are roses growing where roses never grew. We touch and I see a rainbow glowing across a heaven of blue. The bells will ring, that sun's gonna shine when I tie my heart to the heart of that wonderful girl of mine. La-da-da-dee, la-da-da-dee.
Certain musical arrangements for that evening's performance were refreshing and unprecedented. In particular was an Act Two opening medley, which I asked Enzo about when we spoke.
I got all the songs in there.
I had that down as a question to ask you because yeah. One of the other things I like about that recording is that it's not. There's some uniqueness to some of the arrangements. Like I love the medley of Sound of Music into. And that reminds me.
Yeah.
I mean, but the tempo, for example, on Sound of Music, isn't your traditional. It's upbeat.
I use it as an opener.
Yeah, but it works so well. Yeah. You just don't. But initially, one wouldn't think of it.
And it says something, you know.
The hills are alive.
Yeah, and that's what you're supposed to open with. And darn it, I lost that arrangement because it would still work today.
Songs they evoke for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sounds of music. My heart wants to sing every song they hear. My heart wants to be like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake through the trees. My heart wants to die like a crime that flies from a church on a breeze. Who'll laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning
your favorite kind of music, and that reminds me, dear, of you. I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music, and that reminds me, dear, of you. If I could hear no music, if I could see no roses, or summer nights to make me dream as I do, I still would not forget you. One thing I know is true, I'll come there, and my heart is lonely. I know what will be forever before. My heart will be blessed with that sound of
all the musical idioms were covered in this now famous concert, from Yiddish folk songs to grand opera, with a brief stop-off on Broadway. Here is Enzo Stuardi now in selections from two famous Broadway productions, Carousel and West Side Story.
Storm, keep your chin up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky, and a sweet silver song of lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with all in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk, you'll never. All I want you to know.
Always you, you're the only one for me forever. In my arms, in my eyes, and in everything I do, nothing else but you ever. There's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria. Every thought I've ever known, everywhere I go, you'll be. Tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world. Maria, Maria, all the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word.
Maria, 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 Maria. Good night, buenas noches, Maria. Good night, good night. Sleep well, and when you dream, dream of me.
As I mentioned on last week's program, Enzo Stuardi enjoyed a successful career in opera before devoting the majority of his time to the more popular repertoire. A particular favorite of Enzo's is Canio's Lament from Leoncavallo's I Pagliacci, the famous Vesti la Giubba.
Oh, I've done that sometimes with Pagliacci, Vesti la Giubba.
Are those the two arias that you like to
include? I love Vesti la Giubba. Well, they know it.
Yeah.
You must do songs that people know. You don't have time in an hour to educate people. You got to relax their anxieties.
Recitare mentre presso dal delirio non so chi quelle che mi do né quelle che faccio e pure dopo sforzati va sei tipo recitare. La gente vuole